again. So the Mishnah says, "Hashutim shirat solasos mechitza, bainim esakaiso beemza." So when they have to build the kaiso beemza, then it describes how you build the kaiso with what materials. I call kamina kamedina. Okay, and then it says, "Lefikach imnaf amakaiso hamakam avonim shalshneim." So the Lefikach pashas goes on the first line of the Mishnah. Since we said, "Bainim esakaiso beemza." So therefore, if it fell, we do yachlaiko. If the din would not, the implication is, if the din of the Mishnah would not be true, the first din of the Mishnah, so then we wouldn't say yachlaiko. But now that the din is that the so therefore we say Bamsa. So that's the Rashi. We say Akleiko. That's the Rashi. The Fika. Ho el betchilas abinyan. Chayavim akamim livnos ben shneihem. Since the din is that you're chayav to build ben shneihem. If not for akleiso the akher shanim rabim. The Rashi sticks in that it's shanim rabims. So we have basically shanim rabim. So there's no way of remembering what happened. Basically, the clear, that's why Rashi says Shanim Rabin. Ain or Akon Yakolaimar, Koakoiso Nivne Bechelki. Umishani or Yavonim. So one guy can't say, the ground is mine and the Avonim is mine. Avo Bisha Huxakyoyes and Mechavero. Don't you know? So Akoyo Bechelko, before it's Mikamara. So Rashi says, that the chiddush is, even though the kaiso fell in his chalko, so he's now muksik. So you would say, since he's muksik, so we say amaisa mechaver ora paraya. Therefore, he should win. Kamash manam, because of the fikach, he doesn't win. Let's still go Rashi. What do you people say about this Rashi?
Isn't it a funny muhsik? Because we know a second ago that it was in the middle. So something meaning.
Okay, so it's not a muhsik based on a intellectual proof. It's a din muhsik. Mandikov le keva. Mandikov le, even Tukva Kohen, according to one side, has a din muhsik. This is better than Tukva. You went and grabbed it. It's not like you didn't talk for going. You were almost like, did the Issa, you grabbed it. Here, just Hashem made it fall into your Rishos. So Muksik, there's two powers, Kayichas and Muksik. There's Muksik, that the fact that I'm holding it is a Raya, that it's mine. That's Chazal, that's the Svara of, what's the Svara, I forgot, Komash Atachas Yadah Hushalo. And then there's a different Muksik, Amanda Kavanei Keva. So this is L'chaira using the Muksik Aman the Kavrei Keva. So since it's found in my Rishu, so I'm the Muksik. So I should win. Kamash, but no, I don't win. Okay. What do you people say? I'm still fetching Rashi.
What about the Mokum? Why would there be any Havamina on the Mokum?
Good question. That would be a good question. I was thinking that. I don't know the answer. In other words, Poshib shot that the Yoni Muksik on the Avonim. You're not Muksik on the Makam, so there's no Havamina to say that the Makam's yours. So Poshib shot is okay, ain't a chinami. If I was reading the Mishnah, I would have said that on the Makam, there is no Chiddush. You don't need the for the Makam. You only need the Fikach for the Avonim. But Rashi, well, maybe that's a little daichik in the reading of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, the Fikach, Hamakom Avon Shashneyam. But I don't know if that would have been so terrible.
Doesn't that follow automatically, Rebbe?
What?
Doesn't the Makom, if the bricks are mine, doesn't it follow automatically? It was on my Rishus?
Well, it depends, because the Chayra, this is a very, very interesting Shaila. If you would have asked my opinion without this, I would have said no, because we're not really being Mevayev. If I ask Bezdin, do you really think that it was his bricks? They would say, we have no way of knowing. There's no Raya. It's the only reason why we're letting him keep the bricks is because Misveka, we don't do anything. We leave it in status quo. He's holding it. So he's holding the bricks. He keeps it. But we're not really saying it's his bricks. We're saying that because we don't know what to do, we leave it. Now, maybe that makes it his bricks. Maybe now, because the Muksik Paskins, he can be Mekai and Isha with it. But it's not his because we know that he built it. It's his because it's found his Rishon. So we don't really know who built it.
Does that retroactively make the
Mukum? Bezdin would say, we have no idea whatsoever who built this wall. Therefore, me suffering, the halach is, man de kovel ekeva yedek lebei asya, the bricks fell in his Rishon. He goes ahead and he keeps it. So just to say the question that Sandy was asking, which is a good question, Rashi says, that's the makom. So Rashi seems to be pretty clear that there's a chiddush even on the makom, that you would say that since he's muksik on the bricks, so the muksik on he gets the makom. That pashtus does not make sense, because the muksik on the makom is just a man to cover the keva. Why should that tell you about the makom?
Maybe Rashi doesn't hear, Rebbe. Maybe Rashi doesn't hear that if we have to paskin that the bricks are his, that what if the bricks are his? Let's say from a din of muksik, but the bricks are his, but he put it on both people's places. Maybe that's not a logical.
No,
maybe
he, feel in reality, we don't know who would happen. Reality,
but the din is paskin.
What's happening? Pashup shots like this. They're each tying bari. They're each saying. Each one says, "I built it." We don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying. So therefore, we don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying. So since he's muksik, he gets to keep it. But not that we're saying that he's telling the truth. We're not, are you going to tell me that the other guy is puzzle now to Aedus? It's two people arguing. I say I built the kaiso. He says he built the kaiso. And the wall fell.
No, she doesn't
and
say that.
Guys are shush. You're going to say, well, the muksik paskins, the vadoyas, that Reuven built the kaiso. Therefore, Shimon is now paskin, the Taurus vadoyas. He's a liar and he's posted to Aedus. That's the shot him. The fact that muksik paskin, that one person gets these bricks, doesn't mean that Bezdin know that it's really his. It's Bezdin say that the halacha says that it's his, even though we don't know what happened. Right?
This is B'nai Obey, the specific thing that we're talking about. It would make it a stira if we wouldn't paskin that way. Meaning, what Rebbe's saying is the whole next guy saying that he's a.
Because how could it be his bricks on the other guy's shield?
The famous Chef Shemaitza. Come on, you got to know your famous Chef Shemaitza. Famous Chef Shemaitza, as he brings the Shaila of the Gainei Basroi in the Bach. That where was the shayda? There was a person shechted a bunch of cows, and they got and there were he shechted 10 cows, and one half the cow was and sold, and one cow is kosher, nine are kosher and one straight, and one half and one cow was cut in half, and half the cow was sold, and half the cow is still in the butcher shop. So he says, what do we do? The gabi, the half the cow that's sold, we should say called the parish meruba parish, and you should say it came from the nine that's kosher, and it's kosher. The gabi, the half that's in the butcher shop, we should say called kavua kamaksa maksa. And we should say that it's misafek, not kosher. So there's a giant shayla. What should you do? Do you say, what do you do? So some people say that both halves are kosher, and some people say both halves are treif. And what are the Shev Shemites to say?
What is?
Well, you're the Shemites
says that anyone who paskins this is an Am Haaretz. It's very, very stark lashon.
Well, you're the Benyamin Asmolo.
That's right. Yes, I forgot the lashon. You're the Benyamin Asmolo. He says anyone who knows in halacha, half the animal's kosher and half the animal's treif. It's impossible. So what if it's impossible? Halacha has nothing to do with possibilities, with reality. It has nothing to do with it. So who cares about reality? The Roy Paskins is kosher, is kosher. The Kavua Paskins is treif, is treif. It's impossible. So what? So it doesn't require the mitzvahs. It's a thing.
Rabbi Rashi, so Rashi like
over there. The fact that we paskin on half the cow that it's kosher doesn't make us paskin on the other half of the cow with treif. So here also, the fact that we paskin on the bricks that are his should not make us paskin on the mukam that it's his. It's exactly the same.
Rabbi Rashi does not. Rashi does not say anywhere that the person who's tining that I built the whole thing is the person where the bricks fell. He doesn't say that. He says the bricks fell and someone tines. He specifically doesn't say that guy tines. So it seems that the person who's tining it has nothing to do with Muxik altogether.
Okay,
No.
What's the muck are we talking about?
He doesn't say that guy tines because it fell on my land. Okay, he just says it fell and one of them
tines. Okay, Bishop John, they're both tining that they both, each one's tining that they built the whole thing. And each time it's fine that they get everything is there.
But Rashi doesn't say
so
that.
He's saying there's no
Rashi says one guy's finding that.
That time is out the door. Forget Muxer, forget everything. There's no claim to this such a China. There's no ability for anyone to China. I built it by myself. It's my land. That time is out the door.
Rashi's mashma that there's a Havamina. Without the Mishnah, I would have said that he is believed to say he built it himself. Why? Why don't we do Yachleika? On what basis do we have to say?
Maybe the halacha would be Yachleika.
But Rashi don't say that.
Rashi says point of information.
Means that you would have thought that he could have said that.
He says,
we would have thought he could. The Mishnah is teaching us a Chiddush and he can't. And the reason is, and why would we thought he could? Because he hooks a Yaisim Echaveiro.
Maybe that's the Gemara Daf Dalet. That's a lot. Rashi is reading the Lashon of the Gemara Daf Dalet.
Okay. I'm fine. But I don't understand it.
Maybe Rashi is explaining why would it be Mishli Hayu Havonim? Not that it's my problem. Not that it's my
problem. Rashi don't seem to say that. Rashi says, Ain, again, Ain Echon Yachol Omar.
That's
Rashi should have just said, "Ain't the echad yachal leimar, Mishael, nivne mechel, Mishali nivne hayavanim." You should have left out.
Why would it be? Why would I make such a claim that it's my? Why would it be my stones for? I would use my. If we're building in the middle, it's gonna be my stones. Why would I agree to that for? The only reason would be my stones if I built it in my pot. But
Rashi, that's very difficult in the read. Rashi says he ain't a echad yachol leimar. He would say this whole thing. You would have thought he'd be yachol leimar this whole quote, not that yachol leimar half. I don't know.
So you were happy to say on the Mishnah that the chiddush is on half. So is Rashi that much worse than the Mishnah?
Yes.
Rashi just
said, yeah, because Rashi should have left out. Should have said, "Ain a echad yachol leimar mishali hayu avanim." You should have said that, right?
She says, I understand. If he was just saying the chiddush, but the Mishnah also should have left it out.
Okay.
Why does Rashi say the beginning of Rashi? Beginning of Rashi. Huchzik yosef. What's huchzik yosef? The other person's not muchzik at all.
Okay, that's called muksa gazin. Say, what's they have to? Three quarters of the stones fell in one guy, and the other guy on one stone fell in this guy. It doesn't, he's hooked a geyser because either all the stones fell, three quarters stone, two thirds of the stones, it makes no difference. In any case, however many stones fell in his rishus, he's hooked a geyser. Sometimes all the stones fell on his rishos. Sometimes three quarters of the stones fell on his rishos.
I thought the beginning of Rashi is also mashma, like Rabbi saying that, because he says livnei bein shneim. When he's saying the chiv, the chachamim, that's relevant to the lefikach, he says that the chamor mechayv to them to build it between the two properties.
Does bein shneim mean in the properties or between the two of them means in this that they should each use the stones? Bein shneim, the two of you have to build it.
I wasn't sure.
I'm not sure either. So I don't know. Yeah.
Mashmitz, it's the space also.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway, I don't know if Shad and Rashi. So, but we're not supposed to be learning Rashi. We're supposed to be learning Tysus. But Rashi, I don't understand.
It could be Lav Dafka on the space.
It could be, but that's, you know, we don't like saying that.
The last line of Tysus happens to say that by when it comes over there. Like Tysus says that's all, I'm saying it's only, I'm just saying it doesn't have to be that's what we're talking about.
Okay, but a Rashi going out of his way to say it if it's Lav Dafka. So Rashi, like, sort of like, it's one thing to say, you know, why does Rashi say something that's Lav Dafka? Just so we can say that's Lav Dafka. He said, Kadesha Tinoikos Tishalu, you know? Like, why'd Rashi do that? Why'd Rashi do this? He said, because the Mishnah also did it. The Mishnah may do it. A figa, a mokav, a vana, and shoshneim. Yeah, but the Mishnah is not as bad because the Mishnah doesn't say that one guy would that we would have had a we would that the Mishnah doesn't say that there would have been a hava. I mean, otherwise, Rashi seems to be saying that the hava. One guy can say it's mine. Like Rashi is much worse than the Mishnah. But I know Shmuel. I don't know. It could be. It could be that, you know, well, we didn't do any research. I don't know, but I didn't do any research.
Rabbi, please explain the beginning of Rashi first. Yeah, Rashi says the Chacham of Mechayiv. Let's say a person went ahead and said that I want to go and build it myself. Are they saying that, no, there's a Svara, there's an Umdana, that a person wouldn't do it? Or even if a person went ahead and we say, no, I'm sorry, we mafter it. It belongs to both of you because that's the
Chacham. That sounds too radical, no? That they would, if one guy
saying it belongs to both, Mahesh and Casey. What if one guy did it? They say a person wouldn't do it?
That sounds very radical. In other words, they make a chazit.
You have to make a chazit, sir. No
chazis, because the takonis chacham and Rashi says, "Hoyom chacham chacham." That's how I know on the.
So if you do differently, you got to make sure you have proof.
Nah, again, there's a takonis chacham. Therefore, I can know if I know if it lands 200 years later, I know that my mishpacha is getting it.
Right. And it's a beer. Not you mentioned a different possibility that even though one guy might have built it, bezin do hefker, bezin hefker, and they take it away from him. That I don't know. I don't believe. I never heard someone say that. I don't know. Of course, I don't remember anyone, so it's no raya. But Parshat Shad in Rashi is how the tchias of binyan chayavim is that. What does that do? Let's go back. Forget about our question about the land. One guy's muksik. Muksik. The din is even ein hochem amam and acharay. So hagufa. So why do we say achleiku? So what's the answer?
What kind of umdana here? I don't know what's going on. I'm saying it has to.
This is like an ansadi that Hoel, but since it the Hachomer and Mechai of you, the bill between the two of you. So there's an ansadi. I went to build it myself. So I know the guys at my shir as, you know, I don't know if they said it like this, but I'll say it the way they. He says, let's say I was there, being me. And I don't know about you people, but I'm a timid guy. I don't like making fights with my neighbors. I don't like going to Bezin. And like, I go ahead and I come to my neighbor and I say, hey, we have to build a wall. We have to build a wall. He says, well, I don't want to. Well, I'm going to take you. I can take you to Bezin. Okay, take me to Bezin. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I know if I was there, I would just tell my wife, let's not get into a fight with our next door neighbor. Come on, we'll build it ourselves. What do we care? Right? I told the guys in my shir, it's a true story. It's a cute story is I know that some hashkafa, must be some hashkafa to it. That and when I was in Israel, I got into a fight with a neighbor. Not that I did, he did. He built something on my property without permission. Okay, so he basically took some of my property and built something on it without permission. So I complained to him. He said, okay, take me to Dintaira. We'll see. So I said, okay, so let's go to Rav Scheinberg. So we went to Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Scheinberg told him that he was wrong, and he asked to knock it down. So what did he do? What do you assume? I'm sure you know. Nothing. So I went back to Rav Scheinberg. This is a very from person, of course, but okay. So I went back to Rav Scheinberg, and I asked Rav Scheinberg, what do I do now? And I got this grape sack. Rav Scheinberg says, I have no idea. What are you supposed to do now? He doesn't want to listen. He doesn't listen. What are you supposed to do?
Then yourself.
Said, but Rav Scheinberg said, well, one thing you got to do is that when you meet him in the hallway, make sure you say good morning to him every day. Because if you don't say good morning 3 days in a row, you're over on those hisne. That's what you got to do. He says, that's the only thing you got to do is make sure you still continue saying good morning.
You avoided him.
So you think he stole from you? But that doesn't give you a heter to be over on those hisne. So make sure you keep on saying good morning. That's the threshold. That's what you should do. So it's still there. You know, I left Israel. Okay. He's not okay so much. But he still has whatever he built on my property.
Are you allowed to avoid him? Are you allowed to avoid him?
I don't know. Rav Scheinberg said you can be right around the Tisnet. Don't take any chances.
Are you allowed to take a sledgehammer?
I don't know. That's not what Rav Scheinberg told me. He said, I asked him, what should I do? He says, I have no idea.
But if you tell him, if you tell him you don't like what he did, then you're not a little Tisnet, according to the Rambam, right? If you tell him you're not happy, then it's not a little Tisnet.
I don't know. I said, if you don't like... I guess there, Shabrick said, if you don't say good morning, you're over on a cistern.
But if you say
anyway,
morning,
I don't want to babble too much. That was just a very cute story.
What's the kind of emotion?
That's
why it's good to be
here.
A New Yorker.
Guys in my sheer ass, what kind of umdana is this? Why can't you, maybe somebody, I'm a rich guy. My next door neighbor is a poor guy. He doesn't have money. I got lots of money. He doesn't want to build a wall. I don't want to get into a fight with him. So I do it.
Get him to sign a shtar.
So you put a chazus on
it. You need some proof.
I would have made a chazus.
Yeah, you would have put some chazus or something. Like, you don't just build the wall in a way.
The chazus works.
That's not what the Mishnah
says. You're not allowed.
Chazus doesn't say, that's what Chazus is medayik in the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say, yachleiko, because there's no chazus. The Mishnah says, lefika, yachleiko. According to you, what you're really saying is the reason why Yachleiko is because there's no chazus.
No, the reason, it's supposed to be done this way. If you do something differently, the burden of proof is now upon you.
You could do a better, you could do a super chazus.
Why? The burden of proof is upon you.
Why? You could do something that's more permanent.
If the woman has the ksuba, if the woman has the ksuba and the husband says, I paid the ksuba already, what do we tell him? Or any shtar, we tell him the burden of proof is on you because we made still the shtar. If she doesn't have the shtar, the burden of proof is on her.
That's how it works. My boy. But I don't know. The question is there an umnina here? That's what the guys in the shtar, is this an umnina? Is this an umnina? Why should this be an umnina? The guy wouldn't, why can't there be? Not, I mean, no one
if you're going to do something different than Chachamim, then you have to.
I'm sure.
Maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe you're not allowed to build it by yourself.
That's what the Mishnah is saying. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. You're not allowed to.
Maybe you're not allowed to build it by yourself.
Wow, that's so radical.
Wow, look at
you're being too radical for me.
You're allowed to, but there's an umdana. Just like a ksuba. There's an umdana. That's it.
I don't know. I'm allowed to, and I would. Then there's no, it shouldn't be an umdana.
Rabbi, even if you would,
what
you wouldn't do it on your land fully. I mean, the land, the space-wise, that would definitely be.
Okay, so the space-wise, but what about the stones? You know, there's the stones. I'm not, you know, saying, I know for sure if I was there, if you were there, you would probably also. You're not going to go ahead. You're going to bother you. You're going to get into a fight with your next door neighbor. Come on. That's not.
Tyson,
now, there was a guy in the yeshiva told me that a friend of mine, says he always wanted to become a principal. When he left the yeshiva, he told the yeshiva he wants to get a look at the job of the principal. The yeshiva told him, You're too nice of a guy to be a principal.
Is Rashi assuming
he didn't become a principal?
Rebbe, how do we learn chayivim? Rebbe, how do we learn that Rashi says these either chachamim or chayivim? Is Rashi learning that it's a chaser which yesh b'din chalukah? Then I can understand chayivim. But if it's ain b'din chalukah, they're doing it voluntarily. Okay, so what does it have to be chayivim?
They made and it's chayivim to each other. So they made and it's
chayivim. It says chayivim chachamim. The chayivim chachamim. The chachamim.
The ones that were hikna zelazeh. Now the chachamim are mechayiv you. That doesn't fit in.
Isn't there a rush already on the rush seminar discussion?
What's kind of if they each one of them agreed to it? What's chayivim chachamim? What does that have to do?
Now that they agreed, and then they're chayivim chachamim. That can't fit in.
Who are you going in the first lashon
and
the second lashon?
It doesn't sound that way. Binyan. At the beginning of the binyan, it sounds like at the very beginning that there's a chiyuv chachamim.
Then we'll have to say that Rashi's dealing with a chatzar sheyesh din chanuka.
Okay. If you have to say
that's not so terrible because Rashi supposedly always does learn the Mishnah like the easiest way. And that's definitely the easiest way to read the Mishnah.
What's the kasha? Isn't there machlokas we showed him on this point in the rush?
You're ahead of me. I don't know. What is your machlokas we showed him? Tell me.
Whether a person has a right to say, listen, I'll build everything. Don't worry about the money. I'm going to build it on my side.
Yeah.
So the rush brings the machlokas we showed him on this.
Whether you're allowed to say that?
Yeah. And hey.
Okay, let me look.
It's a big piece.
There's a day that says you're not allowed to say that.
Yep.
That's like a second. Hey, that's the same one that we were just doing the last again.
No, not the Rabbeinu Tam.
Where does he say such a thing? I don't see it.
Yes, Mepharshim, then yes, Mepharshim.
That's because he wants to do Hutzah B'dafna. But if he wants to use Kaminik Amadin, I don't believe there's such a day. That's because he doesn't want to follow Kaminik Amadina. The other guy can object because I don't want Hutzah B'dafna because I want, I'm nervous Hutzah B'dafna is going to fall down and then there'll be Hezek Riyah. But if he's going to build in his own Rishus with a sour
and Rosh Hashanah, I pass it like the other.
Yeah, but that's only because of Hutzah B'dafna. He says clearly because the guy said, I'm afraid of Hezek Riyah.
He says he can do it because I.
Yeah, but I said, but even the day that argues with the
Kol Shekeni can build it on his own if it's Gvil.
Right, no, I'm saying, but even the day that disagrees with the Rush and says you can't build on your own, that's only because it's Hutzah V'dafna. But everybody would agree you can build on your own with Gvil and Gozitz.
Why not say Kol Shekeni, Madach, he can build on his own Hutzah V'dafna, Kol Shekeni, Gvil?
Right, but what about the day that says he can't build Hutzah V'dafna? He cannot. I thought that's what you were telling me. That maybe Rashi holds like that day in the rush. That's right.
Rabbi, according to Rabbi, who says that.
That it could be that even that day in the rush, it says you can't. That's because you're building Shiloh Kaminik HaMedina, and therefore the wall's going to constantly fall down, and the wall's going to constantly fall down. The guy can say this has agreed, so it doesn't help me that you're being generous. But if you're going to build Kaminik HaMedina and the wall is no less sturdy than if we build it together, then of course, if you want to be go ahead and build on your own property, I can't stop you from building on your own property.
Rabbi, once the Chacham said that let's say has agreed, whatever the din is that they're allowed to build. Would Rabbi say that if somebody wants to build it on his own, he wants to take the schayvus, he could build it bein shneihem? In other words, he could put it on both sides of the property.
With this wall
in between, he could use both sides of the property. Since he's paying for it, he could use both sides, and therefore that becomes muchzik to that wall. It falls down. He could put again using Yanim's property because the Chachamim said it goes bein shneim. So the Chachamim, did the Chachamim give him that bein shneim? The Chachamim give them that spot, that space.
I would as pashas. I would assume so.
Tyson in Gavil says if you do less than six, and so Yosef Mevav, he says lo yasa. Why does Tyson say lo yasa? Why doesn't Tyson say he doesn't have to? It sounds like, but you're not allowed to. It's going to have problems later on. Why does Tyson say lo yasa?
No, he means pashup shat lo yasa means because you're trying to force the other guy to do half. But if you know, if you're going to do it on your own, you can do whatever you want.
Well, lo yasa. Lo yasa means you're not, that you shouldn't do it.
I thought he means that you can't force the other person to join in half. But well, if you want to do, if I have a mishigas, we build Gvil 6. So you build 3 Gvil on your property, and I'm going to build 5 Gvil on my property. I can do whatever you want on your property. You can make your whole property full of Gvil if you want. You can do, it's a free country. It's your field. You can do whatever you want. You know, you're a mishigana. And you want to have a wall 20 feet thick, the Great Wall of China, you can do that too. You can do whatever. I never heard that guy can't do whatever he wants on his own property.
You're gonna have problems later on.
So you have problems. That's your problem.
Because I was concerned.
I don't know. You need a riot for such a thing. Okay, let's go to Tyson.
We revisit the idea that some people were bringing up the idea that maybe you should have built something. You should have built a chazis, and they responded something from Tosis. When Tosis quotes the Gemara that none of them should make a chazis, it's not going to be that will be a raya, right? It'll be then there'll be a yachlok al tzafik, right?
When Tosis says that, and the fact that no one did a chazis, or they both did a chazis.
If no one did the
chazis. So I'm not sure, Shantai. That might be a raya. That's right.
That's also with Tosis. I mean, that way we should do Tosis. But then what's the stira? The whole din of most of the raya. It's not a stira. Therefore, there's raya. So you're not learning that.
It's a different raya. The raya of the Mishnah is because of din yachloiku. Because of the din that bonim is and kaiso be'emsa. And the raya of the no chazis is a different raya. So it's the wrong, the Mishnah is raya, the wrong raya. And that's type is
maybe it's only a raya because it's a thing you're supposed to build it.
Okay, I don't know, but the type is cases by the case of, I think, Bika, where you don't have to both build it. And it's still the Gemara seems to be raya.
Exactly, that's his raya that it's Yachloku al Tzafik.
No, I don't know. It could be the wall fell into one person's rishus, there wouldn't be yachleiku al safek. A safek, you would go busting a muksik. So it's
but then he wouldn't ask a kasha from Hashoel.
Okay, you're too much ahead of me. Let me retice it.
Rabbi, just the Milky Yosef does bring a Ra'ah who says that even if the guy wants to build the Kamina Medina, he can't, the other person can prevent him from doing it in his property.
Yeah, but not the first paragraph, Sandy.
What's that?
Until you get to the Ra'ah, it's mash that if the guy says, I want to do it, he can do it.
I'm just the supporting what you mentioned before, that there is such an opinion.
I have to see, because, you know, I'm a skeptical person. If there is.
The Nemuke Yosef on the first page, three quarters of the way down to the Hara'ah.
Okay, let's see. One second. You know, I'm ready to admit if there is, there is. You know. Three quarters way down in the first paragraph, it says, where does it start with the Ra'ah?
If a guy wants to go inside, let me find it.
Where I see, I call Gamilek Medina. Above that, below that,
a few lines after that, Rabbi.
I call Gamilek Medina. Plumber. Speaking of, I call them. Give me a call.
What's Rabbi reading from now?
I'm trying to find this Ra'ah. Where's this Ra'ah?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Rabbi. Earlier than that. It says I call Kamina Gamadina twice.
Last words on line,
I think earlier.
I have an old Gemara. I call Kamina Gamadina Yesh before Shem Shashutim. It's before that?
Yes, before that.
What's the first word on the line?
There's a reason here, because the wall serves a purpose that you use it for things. In other words, there's another svara that the wall serves a purpose. So if you want to build it yourself, then you're hurting me. Because I want to have wall space, and I won't be able to use the wall for wall space.
So then he says, "I'm Michael. I'll give you the side."
Right. So he says, "Sign him out, Thomas." Sign him out, Thomas. No more than the final ball. Big old dog shit. I'll never give up. Very backing up. Sign him out, Thomas. He can get any new shoes. If you know, Amrei, they need new shoes. Amrei, but Amrei, he's back up here. What do you mean? Then he's out, Thomas. No, Nigale, the kids. Okay.
I want a freebie.
Okay, I don't want to say it's not fair, but that's not fair. In other words, obviously,
the paragraph before doesn't hold to that.
In Svara, okay, but in Svara, the guy wants to do in his own chutzah, he could do, except here, by you doing in your own chutzah, you're hurting me, because now I can't go ahead and be soimech on this wall.
Right.
But I don't really understand why not. So you build, why can't you just add onto the wall?
Because it's his wall and his territory.
Yeah, in other words, I was supposed to build 3 and 3. So you build the whole 6 in yours, so I'll build 3 in mine, and then I'll be soimech on it. And maybe you can, once you build a wall, you can't add once it's one wall, maybe you can't make an addition. It doesn't stand.
You can't.
It looks mias. You don't want something to look not nice.
You have to build one wall. You can, once it's a one wall, you can't just build another skinny wall next to it. The skinny wall is a separate wall. It won't stand.
Pasha says the other guy is cheapy. He doesn't want to build. So the guy says, "No, don't worry about it. I'll build it."
No, but he says. He says, "Son, I'm not done with Yichya." Why is he
right? He says, "Listen, but I can't use the other side. And once you build it, I can't do that."
Right. Okay. All right. I didn't think of that side.
Rabbi,
son, I'm not done with Yichya. When I was my first year out of in Beis Medrash, I was in Eretz Yisrael. I was Rabbi Chavruso, Rabbi Shaya Cohn. Because it was an odd guy, whatever. So he invited me to his house for supper. And I was very bashful little boy, because I was bashful. And I told him, "No, thank you. I don't want to go to your house and have to speak to your wife, you know, bashful." So he said, "Why not? And you're going to, why don't you want to come?" So I didn't want to tell you, because I was too bashful. So I said, "Sone matanas yichya." Boy, he blasted me, gave me musar. Says you're a phony, a liar, faker, krumkeit. You're just because you're a bashful, you have a mida ra busha, and you hide behind krumkeit. I don't exactly say it like that, but basically that's what he said.
So did Rebbe go?
He says, of course, what do you mean? If I would come in with a cupcake and give it to you, of course you'd be thrilled. You're not a Sonny Matanas. You're what are you making believe like you're a big tzaddik.
So did Rebbe go?
Basically, he really did blast me. I was making believe like you're hiding behind Sitkis.
Did you go, okay, Rebbe?
Anyway, I don't remember, but I remember that he blasted me for saying Sonny Matanas Yuchya. Like I was hiding. You're hiding your behind Sitkis.
You knew Rebbe was bashful. He understood that. That's why.
Yeah, I was a bashful. I was a very bashful kid.
And Rebbe Cohen understood. That's why Rebbe didn't want to go.
Yeah, I think so. So
he got very angry with bashful at me
that I was hiding behind Frumkite.
You're bashful. That's not called. That's not called. I don't see it.
No, but you're
bashful. I don't want to go to his house. It's because Sonny Matanas Yechia.
But isn't part of being bashful being bashful about admitting you're bashful?
What?
But part of being bashful is being bashful about admitting that you're bashful.
Anyway, let me go back.
That's why that's
a funny story. Okay, Sandy is right that I was wrong, that there is such a sheet and then look at you.
Maybe later on.
I got a new person speaking. I didn't even see him before. Yes. What are you saying?
No. Yeah. Is it possible the Ra doesn't mean that you can't do what we think he's saying? I know the Lashon is not great, but in Svara it makes maybe a little more sense to say that the Ra, of course, understands you could do whatever you want in your own field. But to volunteer to back in and give up all your land and then charge him for the stones is what the Ra is saying you can't do.
No, he's not talking about charging.
He's definitely talking about charging in the next
one. The guy wants to do everything on his own. Well, okay. Paying for everything.
Can I argue? Okay, let's go back to Tysus. Okay. Well, let's not get sidetracked in the Ra too much. But I it could be that I was wrong. I take it back. I'm ready to admit that I was wrong. No, didn't have Bikias. Okay, let's do Tysus. So Taisvis, I don't know if it is a little kvetchy. Rashi says, "Oh, v'tchilas habinyan chayovim achamim rivnos." Taisvis says, "Afisha b'ayinim akaliso b'al karcha." Is that the same, or is it just two different words for the same thing, or there's some difference?
It's the same.
We're saying sheish is a din chalukah. Sheish is a din chalukah, right?
That's what I'm stopping, but I didn't get there yet. I'm stopping because I'm fetching. Rashi said, And Rashi, Tavis doesn't say the fisha, but chayovim livnos. David says, if he should burn him, I call so Baal Korcham.
So Baal Korcham is from Scheinberg telling you the next morning you're allowed to knock the guy's property down. Chayavim is, he says, I don't know what to tell you. You got to say good morning. Baal Korcham is, no, you can smash his property down.
In other words, it could be. Chayavim means if I ask you what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to build. What if you don't listen? Okay. Baal Korcham means if you don't listen, I take you to Bezin. And we beat you up and we string you up and we give you Malchus until you listen. Right? Now, about Korcham, I think I have a, that's what Benaz B is saying. Now, about Korcham sounds like a stronger Lashon than Chayev. Chayev is on the Gavra. There's a mitzvah on the Gavra. You're Chayev to do this. What if the guy doesn't listen? So he's a bum.
About Korcham, aren't there laws in the Shulchan Aruch what you do when somebody doesn't listen? I'm saying,
sometimes yes and sometimes no. So maybe that's, I'm not saying it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Right. I'm saying that it could very well be. It's very nice that Taisus is going out of his way, because there's a little bit of a problem is that what is Taisus doing here? Because Rashi said it already.
Well, Taisus needs in the middle of the sentence.
Asis Kasha is a fisher
kabbalah. Well, because about, of the next part.
Maybe he's in the middle of a sentence. But that's not really needed for his question.
He's in the middle of a sentence.
It's like, really, that's just a side point. Now, that for his question, that's not relevant. So, but this way, we're saying that even for his question, in other words, Rashi just said, and Taiv is maybe a hold. Maybe, I don't know, maybe this is too overly catchy, but It might be true nice that David would all that Lu Yitzur, it could be Rashi meant this too, but Lu Yitzur, the din would just be that Chayavim. In other words, let's say like the guy says, Parship Shad is an Anan Sadi. So is he, what's the Anan Sadi? If the guy, if the Pshad is the guy's Chayav, so where's the Anan Sadi? Maybe he's Chayav, but he refused to do it. So what, I was stuck. I had my next door neighbor, he's a bum, he didn't do it, so I had to do it myself. In order to get the Anan Sadi, you have to have that I can force you. See, maybe Rashi, maybe he holds that the Anan Sadi is not based on the fact that I can force you. Because like I said, Jehu said I would, maybe I don't like forcing you. The Anan Sadi is based on the, since Allah is that we both have to build, so we're some kind of chazaka that we're both built. I don't know, some kind of, not as an umdina, I'll say like a muksik din, that means, you know, so it would be the same thing true, even if I couldn't force you. There's a, but the Taisus is adding that it's, it has to be that I can force you, because that's what makes the Anan Sadi. I don't know, maybe. Okay, let's go further.
Isn't Taisus in the middle of a sentence? Because the next line he says, I mean, in Bamatsia, we have this kinyan. Even if you make a kinyan to go Zelazah, if he backs out, maybe gets a Misha Para. Lamaisa, I guess an Umda, the guy wouldn't back out, but I'm saying it's not.
No, if he backs out, at this point, if he backs out, we're going to be Kaifin. Once you make a kinyan, then
what?
Apparently you can't back out.
It's not a Misha Para. People back out of Kinyan all the time.
Kill me. If I sold you my house and you paid money for it and then I back out, it's too late.
It's a Misha Para. That's Perek HaZov and Bab Metzia. I mean, there's rules. I'm not saying a person wants a Misha Para. I'm saying
you can back out and not get back out. Once the Kinyan's cow, you can't back out.
Now, there was a Kinyan. That was Payal Ice. He was Meshicha. There was a kinyan that took place. That he's a transfer of kinyan again. And there's a upmach, or there's a real kinyan of transfer.
There's a real kinyan. I don't know, there's some kind of real kinyan here. When Tosa says
Baal Korchum, we're assuming then it's a yesh b'din chalukah, because that's the only way to learn Baal Korchum.
We're assuming Baal Korchum.
And then it says the hiknu zelazeh. Then that's what is hiknu zelazeh? It's yesh b'din chalukah. So that was
before the angle. Yeah,
so we're also giving both possibilities.
Yeah, it's giving both possibilities. Yeah, but then in this line goes on both possibilities. If you refuse to build the kaiso, I can call the police and they'll string you up and they'll beat you up. Now, why am I allowed to do that? So there's two possibilities, but both possibilities are examples of Baal Korchum. And because they were hiknu, therefore I can do it. I can force you to keep your commitment because you signed the contract. So I can force you to do what you said.
That's what I'm saying. That I'm saying Rebbe means that since I could take you to Bezdin somehow to complete this kinyan, that would create this umdana, right? Or since there's a hezek, I have this yecholus to complete it. Now, since I have that yecholus, it's not the transfer, it's just that we had this upmach allowed to act on in Bezdin, that L'Choyre, that's what happened. Is that what Rebbe said?
No, it also could say that L'Fisha Chayavim and continue the same thing. Without the Baal Korchum, L'Fisha Chayavim, either because Hiknu Zelazeh, or because, right. You know, he could have used the word Chayavim instead of the word Baal Korchum.
Right, so you're agreeing with me. I think that it's interesting. Chayavim changed from the word of Rashi, there's probably a reason. So the question is there a reason that Rashi did say like Taisus? So either no, or yeah, maybe also. Maybe there is a reason. I don't know. Okay, let me continue. Misha b'ayna kaita b'al karcham. O misha b'dikna zed ha-zed ha-zed guda nishna kama. Ki v'kigayin di yadu alonu adayin. Zayr k'nishikna zed ha-zed.
What's the lishna kama?
The Gemara has two cases. What the count is a Mishnah. Chatzar sheyesh bo din chalukah, ein bo din chalukah, I think. So if it's an ein bo din chalukah, so in order to go ahead, whether it's hezek riyah l'shmei hazel adet. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, you're right. That's a Kriya Lashma Hezek. So then I don't force you. I can't force you to build unless you agree. So we're talking about that you had to agree. You had to agree. Thank you. I'm sorry, Shmuel. You're right. Shmuel, I got mixed up with it.
Yeah, but that sheet to hold Yesh Bodin Chalukah, Rabbi, you know?
Yeah, okay. I made it, yes. But the din is that you don't have to buy so except because you agreed. So the shayla is, again, I lost the chesbon. Fisher, I got the answer. Obishim Jacobin said is that Asos Guda. So Taibis says, you go, the Yadua Lanu Adayin. Why does Taibis say Yadua Lanu Adayin? Why does Taibis have to say that?
Because otherwise, how do we know? You know, the guy's going to say you were machnet to me. So the other guy's saying I was never machnet to you. So
So you can't force him to build a wall. You can only force him.
It's got
to
be as good as Bal Korchum. It's got to be as good as Bal Korchum.
Right, but it's only Bal Korchum because he was Hiknu. So how do you know? How do we know it was Hiknu?
No, Bal Korchum, we said Yesh Badin Chalukah, didn't we say? So addressing both possibilities.
We say Bal Korchum is for either one or two reasons. Bal Korchum is going on all cases. O Mishum is not a different case. It's Bal Korchum, period. Why is it Bal Korchum? O Mishum Shehiknu. O Mishum, there are two cases, but both of them are Bal Korchum. So the you know, in other words, you
realize the other omishum what? Omishum the hidden zela zela so good of a legislation of karma. We could go on the adua lanu adayin v'zorchem shehidden zela zela legislation of basra. Where's the other possibility?
With legislation of basra. That's the legislation of basra. The second O. Omishum hidden zela zela. Omishum legislation of basra of hezekria.
Oh.
So. So Tavis is bothered by a problem. According to the Tzad that Hezek realized from Hezek. So how can you say the Fika? Maybe the guy wasn't Mechuyev to build. So Tavis has to say the Kigon the Adua Lanu Adayin.
And the Maharam says that.
Okay. But there's a little funny in Rashi. Because
where are these two Lashinas?
In the Gemara. In the Gemara. Rashi says, there's a line here in Rashi. What Rashi says,
you remember.
Weird Rashi, I forgot already. Rashi says, Imnafo akoiso la'achashonim rabbin. Why does Rashi say, Imnafo akoiso la'achashonim rabbin?
Because he knew twice his answer.
No, just the opposite. The opposite. Why does Rashi say, Shonim rabbin? Why couldn't it be Nafo yet?
Because that's normalcy. Nobody's
going to
say
a
day later that
happened.
Because that's when they didn't
agree.
Remember?
Rashi wouldn't. So the normal, Rashi could just say stama whenever it fell, it falls. But Rashi goes out of his way to say Yamin Rabbit. Why does he have to go out of his way? The Parshat Shah is, why is Rashi go out of his way to say Yamin Rabbit?
So it's understandable that no one's going to remember.
I could hear someone said,
understandable that no one's going to remember what happens.
I think someone said, I still can't hear what said it, but someone
they
said,
They forgot.
Oh, in other words, if it wouldn't be Yamin Rabin, then we should have witness. People should remember, and there should be proof. So Rashi's making it Yamin Rabin, so we don't remember. So that's strange with Tysus. Raji is bothered by a problem. How can you have a case if I'm just ask people who built there? You know, ask all the neighbors. Ask everyone what happened. Who built it? Terrence says it was Yom and Rabin, so they don't remember. Says Tysus, well, we're talking about that we remember. Shehiknu said is that. Well, wait a second. If it's Yamin, if Rashi makes it, so if a kid, Rashi's killing it. Right? Rashi's saying it's Yamin Rabin, and therefore they don't remember. So how do they remember Hiknu said is that? But this they remember and this they don't. That Munda. Rashi's making, so then don't make Yamin Rabin. You know? Like Rashi makes it Yamin Rabin, so that it's understandable that they don't remember. Mm-hmm. And Kufa Taita says, Adarabba, we have to have the people do remember.
No, Rashi is saying that the Yomim Rabim, you know, it's possible that they're not going to remember. Yeah. But if it's, you know, 5 days later, then it's definitely going to be remembered and it's impossible. Yeah.
Right. It's not normal. You wouldn't bring that 10 case
years later, then it makes sense that no one remembers. Comes Tosis and Tosis says, yeah, but we do need a situation, yeah, that something is remembered. Because according at least to that opinion, something is remembered. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to happen. Okay,
but it's a little funny. So what they remember, and some things they remember and some things they don't.
What are they not remembering?
Either they remember or they don't remember.
But what are they remembering?
Yom and Rabbi means 50 years ago, 100 years ago. I don't know.
So they don't remember anything. What are they remembering according to Rashi?
Rashi, assuming Rashi agrees to Tosis. Tosis says that you have to say that they remember that they made a hiknuz out of that. Tosis says, "Kol yadu alano adayin." So I'm saying it's Rashi, it's Pumfakir. Rashi went out of his way to explain the case that they're
maybe Rashi's only going to listen to Basra. Maybe Rashi's only going to listen to Basra. Maybe.
No, but that's why Tosis had to go out of his way.
In other words, Rashi went out of his way. Seemingly Rashi's bothered. How is it that they don't remember? Oh, makes sense because it's a long time. Tavis, Gupa says they do remember. So Edomai, so they remember some things and not others. So it's not a Munda thing. So then, I don't know, we have to make, you know, Kipta, Yom, and Rabin. Just say the case that they remember one thing and don't remember the other. If a Munda case. I don't know.
Maybe Tosis is Yom and Rabin, but they happen to remember.
Yeah, okay. That's just a funny kind of shot that it. So what do you mean? So then,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Rebbe, is the hook new? Is the hook new happen in Besdin?
Grab him and they don't remember.
Rebbe, does the hook new happen in Besdin?
It's
going
to make a fluky thing. It happens to be Yom and Rabin, but they happen to remember. So you
Rebbe, does the hook new happen in Besdin?
It wasn't Yom and Rabin, and they don't remember.
What does that have to do with Tosis? What does that have to do with Rashi? Tosis is saying they remember the Kenyan and they don't remember who built it. So it's dumb. Tosis is a fluky thing.
Okay, but Rashi, it makes it logic. Right, Tosis will be fine. That's the case. I remember this and I don't remember that. But Rashi apparently wasn't happy with that. Why did Rashi have to yum and rab him? So Rashi has to explain. Rashi wants it to be logical. You know, Rashi is like teaching it to the Baal Batim. The Baal Batim is going to ask, Rabbi, how come, you know, people don't remember? So Rashi makes it all because it makes a lot of sense if people don't remember, because the Yom and Rabbim. So then you're not making it logical. Then I'm the Rabbi. Now it makes you help one thing and you hurt something else. So now which really makes two questions on the floor. Now that we're speaking it out, one question is that Rashi's time is making if Rashi agrees with Tosis, so he's making it to make sense why they don't remember this, but he's making it schwer why they remember the other thing. So he didn't help anything. He didn't make the case any more logical.
Maybe is the hook new happen
second,
in Besdin?
Wait, let me ask myself.
But does the hook new happen in Besdin?
That Rashi is answering about the Shikasha. That's a little funny. Why does Rashi have to say Yom and Rabin? Because Rashi is bothered by the question, how come we don't ask people? Because they don't remember. So the rabbi that sounds unusual. So, you know, when a Baal Bus asks that question, you know, you cringe and you make up a story. But that's for the Baal Batim. You have to make up these stories. In Yeshiva, we don't make up the stories. We say, Kasha Maisa, it happened. They remember. I don't know why they didn't remember. They didn't remember. When Rashi has to make up a story that it's Yom and Rabin, and if it wouldn't be Yom and Rabin, just say they don't remember.
Rebbe, if you say Hok Nuzel Azez, is that happening in Besdin?
I don't know if it happened.
If it happens in Besdin, then it makes sense because there's a record in Besdin of what happened even after a long time ago. But everything else, we don't remember.
Parship shot, it does not have to be in Besdin. Just you make a Kenyan. I don't know. I'm not familiar. You know, you're getting me on Bakias.
I'm just saying that could be a reason why you remember quote unquote some stuff, but don't remember other stuff, because one, there's a record of it, and the other is just based on people's memory and you don't remember. Okay.
I would have said Pumpkin, that Hignus had it as a 1 second thing. They made a kinyan and it's not embedded, and that is unusual to remember. Building a kaiso, it took a few weeks. You don't build a kaiso overnight. You build a kaiso, it takes a long time to build a kaiso.
According to Rebbe, if it wasn't Shanim Rabin, what would be the halacha if one guy's tining, it's all mine?
What?
According to Rebbe, if it wasn't Shanim Rabin, one guy is tining, it's all mine.
It wouldn't make any difference. That's what I'm saying. Rashi Bashev Shad is just answering about Batish Kasha. How did it happen that no one remembers?
Meaning the Chiddush
of the funny Rashi. There are no witnesses. Rashi's bothered by Asha. How could it be a case that there's no witnesses? I'm on the case. So Rashi answers because it happened, Yom and Rabin. It's a funny Rashi. Well, what do I care, Yom and Rabin? The case is they don't remember. You figure out how it happened. They don't remember. I need Rashi to figure out how it happened. They don't remember. They don't remember. They don't remember. Okay. We succeeded. Installing, sorry, really, this is that we have to get our feet wet. There's in the beginning of Taibis that people claim that Marams and there's a Marsha here. So hopefully tomorrow we'll stop reading further. I just wanted to get our feet wet a little bit so we can start getting, But there's some, we got to read a few more lines in Taibis and then we have to read the Maram and the Marsha, which is very, very difficult. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.